Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Chuck Knoll, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Maybe he's getting held up. Like, blink three times if you're okay. So Randy, like, we talk about there is no line in trash talking. You say it all the time. We say it all the time in the combat sport world. You got to keep your emotions out of it. People talk about your family. And Mike Tyson will talk about eating your children and biting your ear and all that stuff.
Well, no. He didn't talk about biting Holyfield's ear. He bit Holyfield's ear.
Well, he backed it up.
Yeah, that's right.
So
you got to respect somebody that talks crap and backs it up.
So with that being said, your boy, Sean Strickland, friend of Knockout Radio, has stated publicly that he will stab Duplessis if he crosses the line at his upcoming UFC fight. So at what point does a trash talk become a threat, which could, you know, go outside of the sport into the law or a jurisdiction where it could be taken as a threat or it could be charged, it could be pressed? Because going back to the altercation I had at the UFC event, Duplessis was asked if he wanted to press charges. And he declined.
So, and the videos used to promote the fight.
That's why they, and the extra gifts that he received probably helped. But at what point can you say certain things in trash talking that become a physical threat?
There is no line in trash talking. Where, to me,
emotionally, like you're talking about, just from a principle standpoint, anything you say, it doesn't matter. But if it's a physical threat, I will stab you.
Well, those things are said all the time. I will kill you Saturday night in the cage. You say it all the time. I guess the problem is when you kill them Saturday night in the cage. Mm-hmm. If Sean Strickland was to pull a knife and stab him, then we have then there's issues.
Does it matter if he describes how he's going to do it? Like if it's like, I'm going to kill you, and it's just kind of like vague. Right, but if he's like, I'm going to pull out my knife and stab you.
No, I don't know. I don't think it's any different.
Because then it shows premeditated. It shows that it's like thought about. It's prepared.
You know, we both play lawyers here on the show. If you really want a lawyer, you call, Kevin, my attorney.
Okay.
Hazlett.
Get him on the phone.
Or Danny Alvarez.
I'll call him right now.
Well, they're probably in court. You know, they're very busy. Very busy attorneys. I don't think you're stepping over the line until you actually do it.
Okay.
But then again, you are right in that. That really bothers me to say. You know, Joe Public, if he publicly says, you know, I will kill you, you know, I will kill you if you do it again. I don't think it's the same thing as just saying, and I'm making this crap up as we go. I'm not, like I said, I'm not an attorney. I'm not telling you to say this. I'm not telling you to do this. Do I have all my bases covered?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, it's when you actually show up at the door, you know, I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
Then you open the door and you have a gun in your hand. Now, then we may have a problem.
Yeah.
Let me suggest to you, don't open the door.
Okay.
Just saying. All right. That's what I would recommend to anybody.
I mean, I can tell you a story. It incriminates me a little bit. But
is it an hour and a half long?
There can be.
Well, perfect. I'll be right back.
So I got to do a setup.
I'm running a Culver's.
I'm going to get a media girl to come ask me questions. So I had a issue with a local pizza chain, and very competitive in nature. And
you have a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Everybody says I have issues. You've had a lot of issues since I've known you.
And so altercation came, and this said employee for a fellow pizza chain came to my front door of my restaurant and made the slick throat gesture in front of all my customers. At the time, I was doing a mom's group where I was teaching the kids how to make pizza, and it was a bunch of housewives and moms that, like, you know, that didn't work, that brought everyone together for like an event.
How many of the soccer moms pulled weapons out of their purses?
None of them. Oh. But everyone got scared. So I ran next door to my buddy who I knew had a firearm on him. And I said, hey, if this dude comes back and things get crazy, I'm going to need you to, like, you know, give me your weapon and I'll take care of the rest.
Okay. First of all, he would be an idiot for him to give his weapon that he has to you.
Well,
because now he's.
But I needed it. And so anyway.
Well, I'm not here to help you.
So a text message was sent by me to the guy afterward. I said, do you realize how close you were to losing your life today? I said, if you ever come back here again, I was like, that will be the last time you walk on this earth. And because I put in a text message, he went down to the court.
Of course.
Got a protection order against me. He put five locations that he frequently, you know,
in one's daily. Your business.
So Publix, CVS, Family Dollar, everything that was within like the shopping center where my restaurant was now on. I was unable to attend. I couldn't go to my own restaurant.
So just what you needed. So you thanked him.
So I'm working.
You thanked him.
But I'm working. The sheriff comes in, police officer, whoever from St. Pete. And I said, Matt, I'm sorry I got to do this to you, man, like, but I got to serve you. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you got to stay within 500 feet of public. You can't go here. I'm like, dude, this is my restaurant. I'm like, this is where I go to work. This is what I do. He goes, yeah, you're going to have to go down and get an emergency injunction. You're going to have to go talk to the judge. And so I went to
court. I like this guy.
I went to court. And the judge said, did you tell him that if he ever came back or if he ever did that again, you're going to, you know, kill him or take his life or the last day on earth? And I'm like, damn right I did. And then I was like, I meant every word of it. I was like, that guy does not know who he's messing with. He does not understand who he's messing with. And so then he got an order of protection against me. And then, yeah, that was it.
See, so tell him, you've already incriminated yourself.
No, so he threatened my life. And then my reaction to it was so aggressive and strong that he had to go get order of protection to save his life because he was the aggressor, but then he didn't back up his words. So, all from a text. So, what I learned is...
Never text.
Can't threaten in a text.
Right. Well, really? You need somebody to tell you that?
Well, I mean, I didn't think it was going to go that far.
Well, that's not the point. That's why people don't send emails. That's why you use throwaway phones.
Yeah.
You never want records of doing stupid stuff.
Well, I mean, but at the same time, I was just defending myself. This is my restaurant. I didn't go outside to look for problems. It came to me. Right? And that's where I was like, well, I'm not going to just be a victim.
So how did you get the restraining order taken away?
I had to go to the court. I had to have an emergency injunction. That's when the judge asked me if what I said was true. I said it was. Judge informed me that I can't say those things. And then they dropped the restraining order.
All right, you were supposed to do this half an hour, but you're bringing stuff up that honestly nobody cares about.
All right. It ties in with the Sean Strickland thing.
What do you think about, the merger, PFL and Bellator? And I love this. Champions are going to fight the champions. So the champion PFL is going to fight, Ryan Bader and all the way down. I love that.
I mean, I think under the pretense of Dana White.
Hold on. Dana White has nothing to do with PFL Bellator.
He absolutely does. Dana White sits on a throne where he's the king.
He is.
And so he has this perception in his press conferences and statements that the UFC is the number one promotion and nobody else is even close and nobody else even matters.
And that's true.
And he's made statements such as, Francis Ngannou isn't, a real champion, and he's never going to make more money than with the UFC. And he...
Did he say that?
I think he did. I mean, I think he...
Alluded. You're making stuff up.
I don't know the exact statement, but he released, Francis. They didn't work it out.
That's true.
And he thought that Francis would never make more money elsewhere, and he's absolutely got egg on his face.
How do you know what Dana White was thinking?
Well, he said that stuff on press conference. I don't have the exact clip.
Well,
when
you're saying stuff, you should know exactly what you're talking about.
I'll find it during
the break. Well, it would be important to have.
But the fact is that Dana White didn't see that coming. Francis doing the boxing thing, being so successful with it.
I don't think it matters.
think it does.
I don't, not at all. You know, it didn't work out. You know, Ngannou wanted different things that right. he was not going to get from the UFC, and what this has to do with Bellator and PFL, hopefully I'll figure out at some point. And they went separate ways. Good for Ngannou. Ngannou was never going to get all the things that he was demanding from the UFC.
I agree. But the same thing, like PFL and Bellator, Dana's always talked about, like, well, they're not a concern. Like, they're not a problem. I think they're a problem. I think Dana is the same mindset he had when it came to, like, the Francis situation. I think he said the same thing about the PFL and Bellator and Scott Coker. But these guys are paying big prize money. The champions are just as talented, just as good. And I think that this is a problem for the UFC.
I'm not even going to agree that they're just as good. Just as talented. You know, they're good fighters.
You know, Ron Bader's equal champion to any champion in the UFC. A double belt.
I mean, equal champion. I think, you know, and Ryan Bader's my guy.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan Bader's been on this program more than almost anybody.
For sure.
If he hasn't overtaken Tito. And we do need to get him back on at some point. But, you know, to compare any of the other companies, it would like be comparing the winner of whatever these two other football leagues that just merged. I don't even know what they're called. The two, the Rock owns one and the World Football League or the USFL.
Right?
XFL. So it's comparing those two that have now merged to form a superpower. I mean, no great Bellator PFL. I mean, the more fighters that can have jobs, great. But the UFC is the NFL of mixed martial arts, of combat sports, of MMA. It is the UFC. Is there a better football player somewhere throughout the world? Absolutely.
Right.
Is there a better fighter or a great fighter somewhere that has never been found? Absolutely.
Sure.
Do you go to, as Ryan Bader did, he left the UFC, the NFL of MMA, to go make more money? It's the same thing that Ngannou did.
Right.
Nothing wrong with it. They both had other opportunities. Ryan had never won a belt before, and then he went on to be a double champ. I'm sure that Ryan has made more money than he ever would have made in the UFC. But then again, we don't really know. I know some more things have been, you know, released. I happen to see online today. Contracts. We don't know contracts.
Right.
And it's really none of our business. You know, who cares? Right. Fans care. Some media care. I don't care. If you sign a contract, you were willing to do it. If it's your only option. I signed a contract. I didn't realize I was willing to give up my life, but I signed it.
Yeah.
Right?
Or the military.
Right, when I joined the military. I'm just saying, for anybody to say that any other organization is equal or competition, do you think the BKFC is worried about BYB?
No.
I know for a fact they're not. Okay? One is the NFL of bare knuckle. They're blowing up. We don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
Right.
We don't know contracts. I know a few things, you know, from David Feldman. But it's not public knowledge.
Right.
So who cares? BKFC is the NFL. It's the biggest bare knuckle organization
for sure
in the world.
No question.
That we know of. Right. I mean, we don't know everything that's going on in Europe. So, but to compare, to say BYB is competition to BKFC, to me is ludicrous. I mean, we've been to both events. Yeah. We've seen the crowds at both events.
For sure.
We've seen the talent at both events. You know, there's good talent, but it's not as good as what BKFC has. And they just signed another big name.
Which is?
Or they're about to sign a really big name. Or Mark Hunt says he's going to sign with BK.
He also said he's offered millions of dollars to take a dive for fighting in the UFC.
I know nothing about that.
Is
this before WWE merged with them, or
I don't know.
Maybe Mark Hunt should be in the Royal Rumble next Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, what about, like, will those two ever have, like, a champion versus champion, UFC fighter champion versus the new merger PFL Bellator champion?
No,
because like, Mike Perry is jonesing for a fight. He's trying to get Nate Diaz.
No,
on UFC 300.
We will. Whatever.
Did you see that
video? We will continue this ridiculous conversation.
It's not ridiculous.
Did you bring it up?
It's ridiculous.
Then it's ridiculous. we'll continue this ridiculous conversation when we return. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by BioAccelerator, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and 8 Man Strong.
I went home with a waitress, the way I always do.
Hey, this is Danny Sheridan from USA Today, and you're talking sports with, I hate to say this, with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Say goodbye to outdated equipment and welcome the latest smart technology into your home. With Cool Breeze AC, you can effortlessly control the temperature and create the perfect environment from anywhere at any time. Call Cool Breeze today at 727-954-3605.
Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my.
Are you ready for the fight? Don't miss the Tampa Bay Food Fight at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on January 30th from 6 to 9. Benefiting Metropolitan Ministries job training programs. Watch live as your favorite chefs throw down in a culinary battle of the bay and feast on delicious cuisine from 50 restaurants. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster and will sell out fast. Visit TampaBayFoodFight.org for more event info.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jonathan Silverman, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
I'm back to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility located here in Pinellas County. You have any AC needs? Give them a call. 727-954-3605.
So I found it.
Okay.
Found Dana White's statement.
Okay.
Well, official statement.
What did Dana say?
Dana said, you're going to fight arguably the greatest fighter of all time, referring to John Jones. You'd be the highest paid heavyweight ever in heavyweight history. Or you think there's more money out there to fight somebody who isn't the greatest of all time. Somebody who is a lesser opponent. You'll have to ask Francis that question, but in my opinion, that's what it is. So Dana didn't believe he would make more money than that fighting a lesser name opponent, because everybody agrees, or the consensus is, that John Jones is the greatest of all time ever of any promotion. So for Francis to go out and fight Tyson Fury, the greatest heavyweight of all time,
arguably.
I mean, Tyson Fury could be the greatest of all time.
Yeah, no, could be.
His career's done.
No, for sure. Arguably, and he could be.
And Francis won that fight, in my opinion.
All right. In mine, he didn't, but okay.
But a lot of people believe he won that fight.
But I will say this. Ngannou did better than I ever thought he would have done.
Agreed. But I think Ngannou beat Tyson Fury more convincingly than John Jones beating Reyes. I thought Reyes won that fight.
Well,
Dominic beat Jones, but not on the scorecard.
Right.
Not on the three people that mattered the most.
Or two of them.
Right.
I mean, you know, it was unanimous, but I'm saying you only need two.
But the point is, when you have that kind of like, you know, hey, we're the big fish, and you're not going to do better than us, so go ahead and good luck with that. And then you go out and proves it and does it, then it's kind of like, Right? And so you do need to be concerned when two promotions join forces and resources and money, and because they've already been paying millions of dollars for these tournaments and making people millionaires in the combat sport world. So I think, you know, when you start to, you know, combine and unite, I think it becomes problematic.
I don't.
At some point, it might.
Well, you know, at some point, but I seriously doubt it.
Do you know what the brick is?
JT the brick?
No, a brick. The alliance between Brazil, Russia, India, China. Like, you know, the world needs to, like, just like the fight community. America thinks we're the king. We're the top promotion. We're the end all be all. And America's number one. But these countries are united against us. And at some point, they're going to win.
Okay. But I don't think Bellator/PFL is going to overtake the UFC.
Not now.
Not now.
What if they add another promotion? Another couple people join in?
The only way that you would be able to overtake the UFC is you would need to add the right promotion. And there's only one promotion that you could add to PFL and Bellator to overtake the UFC.
Which is?
The UFC.
I didn't see you going with that. That's good.
Right.
That was a good one. You got me. Make that a reel and a video clip, producer.
But I believe that.
That was good.
You know, you merge the three, then yeah, now you're better than the UFC because you've joined them.
But there's always something, you know, that's coming down the line. There's always mergers. There's always, you know, things. I mean, look, Endeavor, you know, owns the UFC. They own WWE. Mm-hmm. They own IMG Academy, you know, so like things always happen, you know, but I don't know. I mean,
there'll never be a bigger football brand business than the NFL. Football, not soccer. Football.
Just because they're too big?
Yeah.
Because how did the NFL come about?
Started small.
But what are the two other?
Two very small ones that merged and then they became the monster that they are.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like,
right, first of all, let me just clarify. You never say never.
Okay. Right. Never say never.
Never
right.
say never.
But okay. But how did the NFL start? What were the two leagues that were before it?
The AFL.
And?
The NFL.
Okay. And they merged together.
Correct.
Created a super team. And then they became Super League.
Right.
So Bellator.
Well, first of all,
PFL have a potential. They could do something great.
They can. They can do something great. But they're not going to overtake the UFC. Those two together are not going to overtake the UFC. Okay. Is there a fighter in either one of those organizations that could fight in the UFC? Of course there is. Of course there is. But if you were to put, and it will never happen, you know, for many reasons, if the UFC, and you brought this up, if the UFC did what PFL/Bellator is doing, the UFC has everything to lose and nothing to gain. Okay? When you do something like that, it needs to be, you know, 50-50, 60-40, 40-60, not 99.9 to 0.005. The UFC gains nothing by ever doing that, even though they did it once. They sent Chuck over to Pride. There's no reason for it. Those two together are not on the same playing field as the UFC, in my opinion. Some people love PFL. They love the tournaments. They love everything about that. Steve and I go and we see a lot of the PFL guys on a regular basis at Extreme Couture.
So here's your current Bellator MMA world champions. You've got Chris Cyborg is your women's featherweight world champion, 27-2. You've got a lightweight world champion in Usman Nurmagomedov.
Good job.
18-0. Liz Carmarucci. Come on.
God, you're bad.
Come on.
Liz used to be in the UFC.
Women's flyweight world champ, 20-7. You got a Johnny Eblen, who was your middleweight world champ, a record of 14-0. Patricio Pitbull, featherweight world champion. Ryan Bader, the heavyweight world champion. So, I mean, you've got real champions. I mean, why can't we do a belt for belt, you know, like unify, right? I mean, isn't that what boxing does? Doesn't boxing have all these different promotions? And then they come together and they unify.
They don't come together.
They have a belt to unify. Who's the real champ?
At some point, but they're all different promotions.
Why can't MMA follow boxing and create a world? Like, if John Jones is really the greatest of all time.
Yes, he is.
Let him fight another MMA champion.
We'd get that Ryan Bader, John Jones again, huh?
I mean.
Already had it once.
Matt Hamill, John Jones.
Oh, yeah. We want to see that.
But yeah,
I believe the big PFL Bellator champion thing is coming up here pretty soon. It's going to be in Saudi Arabia. I'm trying to look through.
Yeah, what's going on with Saudi Arabia, man? Like, so I mean, they're back in the BKFC. You know, like they've been sending people over to the fights to like get intel for the prince and to see if it's investable.
It's the money deal.
I mean, they're. It just seems like Saudi Arabia is like really invested in like American, you know, sport.
Well, I don't even know if it's American. I mean, they're invested in a lot of things. You know, they've got the Grand Prix. I mean, they've got the money to do all this.
I don't know if Hogan did it. I mean, I know he's notorious for turning stuff down, but I think he was offered something ridiculous, like $200,000 to have dinner with the prince or something. Like,
but where would that dinner have been?
In Saudi Arabia.
Oh, well, of course he's going to turn it down.
Because not on Clearwater Beach.
Yeah, if it's at Hogan's hangout, he'd do it.
It's a different desert.
You know, he would shut the restaurant down, close it up, and bring the prince there.
Do you remember that story? Like when Hulk?
No, I'm sure it's happened, but no. I know Russell Peters has hung out with the prince.
Yeah. Who did?
Russell Peters. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. I got a new bit for Russell.
Yeah,
when's he coming to town? He usually comes around this time of year.
Not telling you.
What do you mean? It'll be on the billboard when I drive home. I just got to look.
Luckily, the best part is it's break time.
Come on.
Coming to you live as we continue to keep the shenanigans going. We'll talk more Bellator, PFL, UFC, Super Bowl right around the corner. Warner podcast that we will be there for the entire week. We'll continue that gibberish when we return.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Big John McCarthy from the Ultimate Fighting Championships, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Matt Millen down in Tampa, you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Just doing some research over here, Randy.
That's so shocking.
I know, just a lot of looking up a story about Kurt Angle talking about how Hulk Hogan reportedly pocketed large sums of money for meeting the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, and then a new story from the Washington Post titled "Saudi Arabia's Tightening Grip on Sports." You know, so
he did do the meeting.
So we don't. He didn't confirm or deny. Just that was his take on it. Was he heard that he pocketed large sums of money?
So
for just personal greed, and the prince is notorious for paying not only for wrestlers and promotions to perform in Saudi Arabia, but paying them personally for dinner and for the personal meet and greets.
So, did Hogan have to pay for dinner?
I doubt it.
Take it out of the, you know, the bounty.
I doubt it.
And then, you know, like Andre the Giant would have shown up.
Well, is Andre the Giant on your Mount Rushmore?
You know,
it'd be hard to, like, have wrestling without that guy. I mean, he was, like, just a freak of nature.
Andre Giant is not on my Mount Everest.
Really?
Yes. Mount Rushmore. He's not on my Mount Rushmore or my Mount Everest.
That's awful.
Well, first of all,
like, he was like the face.
First of all, it is so hard to do that with actors. Athletes. I'm not saying that they're not.
Okay.
Actors. You know, when you're talking Mount Rushmore of sports, when you're talking Mount Rushmore of MMA or the UFC, there's stats and stuff behind it. You know, one of the guys that I think is one of the most underrated professional wrestlers of all time is Barry Horowitz. Barry Horowitz's role was to be the biggest loser in the history of the sport.
Right.
You don't give him any credibility for that?
Is he a legend for that?
I don't know. But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's longevity.
It's longevity, but it's scripted. I mean, if you're talking to an MMA fighter who has the longest losing, blah, 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 then no, that's brutal. But when you're playing a role, and he's always played the heel role, and his whole thing was he could never win a match.
Right.
How is it, you know, and it's all subjective. Who do you think are the four great whatevers? Movie acting? I mean, it's still difficult, but it's acting.
Yeah.
You know, how can you argue, and it's your opinions, and so rightfully you can't argue at all, but, you know, Denzel Washington against the bearded guy that's played God. Samuel L. Jackson. He did.
Huh?
He played God.
Samuel L. Jackson played God?
Yeah.
In what?
In a movie.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Okay.
You got the wrong guy. Samuel L. Jackson is like, hey, give my wallet.
So he's the bad guy.
Which one is it?
Okay, so Morgan Freeman. You know, Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington. Now, how are you going to pick between those two who's the better actor?
Yeah, it's tough.
You know what I'm saying? So it's acting. It's not, you know, statistics. Unless you're going to look at statistics, which shouldn't matter to the general public. You know, box draw, dollars from the movie, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm a big Mark Wahlberg fan. I enjoy watching his movies. I certainly wouldn't say he's one of the four best actors of all time.
Right.
Rocky is my favorite movie. I guarantee you Sylvester Stallone is not one of the top four or 400 actors of all time.
He's up there. I mean, he could possibly be up there. His role is so iconic. I mean,
right. Well,
you would put still Sylvester Stallone up there for Rambo or maybe for Rocky. Obviously, Rocky. Like, the most iconic.
The character, you know, right.
But that's what makes you a great actor, is that you made the character so, like, relatable.
And that's why, in my opinion, my Mount Rushmore, and I've never really thought of Mount Rushmore of actors, has to be Denzel Washington.
Okay.
Because of the role that he was in, I forget the name of it.
Training Day.
Oh, he's a beast.
Like, my wife hates that movie.
Really?
Hates it because of Denzel Washington.
Really?
Which means Denzel Washington
did a great job. Because he emotionally...
Right. You're not used to him being the jerk, the bad guy. You know, he's always such a great character. You know, everything that he's been in. So when you're talking movies, that's the thing, at least to me, he's there because of that movie. I mean, I've liked all of his movies. But that movie, I mean, he was such a bad character.
Yeah.
And he pulled it off flawlessly. But it's all subjective. Even though athletics in Mount Rushmore is subjective, at least they're stats.
Right.
You know, who's the four? Matter of fact, we were talking as Jay Retcher and I do all the time. We did a top 20 list a while ago. And I'm at a point I want to change it.
All right.
So we are going to change it. You know, next season we sit down, we'll talk about it. And then we're going to go to the next level and we're going to group the top 10 UFC fighters of all time.
Okay.
11 through 20. And then the 20 through 25.
Okay.
And we have gone back and forth on Ronda. Like, I want to replace Ronda.
With
Israel.
Okay. And what position?
Right now, I would have Ronda at 25th.
Okay.
Now, we haven't really done positions yet. Okay. You know, when we're talking the 25 greatest UFC fighters of all time, you know, at some point, Israel needs to be put in there. Some of these young guys that are not in it yet. And then you have to start judging some of the top 20, top 25, that's really going on name recognition for us older people.
Right.
You know, then stats, you know, championships, on and on and on.
Okay.
I forget what our list is. But
So who would be your other three on your actor Mount Rushmore?
I don't know.
You got to put Stallone on there just because of who you are.
But he's not.
How can you not put Stallone?
Because Throw Mama from the Train really.
Did it ruin it?
Yeah, it did. Over the Top, where he does the arm wrestling.
That was a great. Dude, I wanted to be a truck driver because of that movie. I mean, all I want to do is drive around and just work out. Like, and I mean.
Now, if you would have said that because of. Who was the semi driver in Smokey and the Bandit?
Burt.
Burt drove the Trans Am.
Yeah.
It was the country. Jerry Reed. You know, Jerry Reed, if you want to be a truck driver because of Jerry Reed, that's okay.
Well, that's a snowman. Is that
that's right. Snowman. Snowman was cool.
Snowman was getting it.
He had the little dog and such. You know, I don't think Sylvester Stallone is a top four actor. But, yeah, because of Rocky, I guess I have to.
Yeah.
And Rambo, of course, it was the exact same character.
It was.
Talked the exact same way. Could stutter with the best of them. One, you know, he's stabbing people. The other one, he's boxing their eyes out. But I wouldn't consider him one of the top four. You know, there's so many other actors.
All right, who's the other two?
I don't know.
Come on. It's a live show, right?
Hey, I don't watch enough movies to really even remember movies.
Would you put Arnold in there?
No.
You want to put Arnold in there?
In the top four actors of all time? No.
What?
No.
The Terminator?
No. If you have to have the words written underneath in the movie.
Twins?
I never saw Twins. No.
Kindergarten Cop?
No. No. No.
Like the Australian, or where is he from? Austria.
Yeah,
Austria.
So any rock movies, since you're talking about stuff that's not worth.
The Rock?
Yeah, The Rock. Dwayne Johnson. All his movies.
He's terrible.
Right.
I can't stand watching movies.
Right.
No. I think arguably you could put Robert De Niro. I think his role in Casino.
Never saw it.
Goodfellas.
Never saw it.
I mean.
See, again, I haven't seen enough movies to see. I don't know.
De Niro is a beast.
And who's the other one that's just like him? Pacino.
Pacino.
Yeah, same thing.
Pacino, man, he's up there. I mean.
Well, he's up there, you know, for people that have seen him. I've literally never seen. I couldn't tell you a movie that I've seen of theirs.
Would you put the Scientology guy in there?
You know, again, you have to really put some serious thought into the movies are iconic.
Top Gun?
Yeah, I mean, Maverick. Days of Thunder.
Maverick, Goose.
I mean, on and on. Didn't you do what was the other one? Mission Impossible,
yeah.
Which I never saw.
Days of Thunder.
Well, I just said Days of Thunder. Okay. Thanks for tuning in. I don't know which is a better movie, though. You know, if you could only watch one of these two movies,
Top Gun.
Can I finish? If you can only watch one of these two movies for the rest of your life.
Oh, God.
Okay, which for me would be fine. I don't watch movies. Days of Thunder and what's the one where he's the awful driver and he wrecks Will Ferrell. What's the name of
Talladega Nights?
Or Talladega Nights. For sure.
All day. He's got the sponsors as me. And he gets ready to eat and he's like, thanks, Big Baby Jesus. That's a classic movie.
It's, yes.
He gets on fire and drops and rolls down the track.
Like, runs in his underwear to finish the race. Right. All right, enough shenanigans. Let's pay some bills, and then we'll come back and talk more gibberish.
I got one more actor.
You can do it when we come back. We're trying to do this like we're syndicated.
I'll put Brad Pitt in there.
Who?
Brad Pitt for Fight Club.
No, I've never seen it.
First rule of Fight Club.
Is don't talk about Fight Club. How about the guy who just went to court with his wife? They were fighting over stuff.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, you know, the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
I want him in just for winning the lawsuit. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone,
he's the one that fired up cannons at the Bucks
drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matthew Banks with Blue Man Group, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Are you ready for the fight? Don't miss the Tampa Bay Food Fight at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on January 30th from 6 to 9. Benefiting Metropolitan Ministries job training programs. Watch live as your favorite chefs throw down in a culinary battle of the Bay and feast on delicious cuisine from 50 restaurants. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster and will sell out fast. Visit TampaBayFoodFight.org for more event info.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Alsat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility here in Pinellas County, hanging out here today. Then we're headed out to the St. Pete Boat Show for the rest of the week. Next week, we'll be coming to you live from Orlando from the PGA show.
Yeah.
Then we have some functions with Johnny Fairplay back in town. Then the challenge event at Abe's Place. Or no, it's at Muggs. Sorry. Then Royal Rumble. Then we start to plan.
And the food fight?
Well, we're going to give away a couple pair of tickets. We're going to give one away. We're going to tell you how you can register today. We'll push it on social media for the rest of the week. And let's just make it as easy as possible. And just to register, who wins the game Sunday in Detroit, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
And who wins? And final score. Now,
For which combined?
Or yeah, just... that's the final score.
Okay.
The final score, Detroit. And we can do it one of two ways, and I'll let you make the decision. Do you want everybody can register, and then we pull a name, or the closest to the final score?
I think the closest to the final score.
Okay. So you have to get the team right?
Yeah, get the team right.
Okay.
You got to get...
So that's first, the team right.
Right.
And then the closest score with the correct winning team.
So who do you think wins the game?
You know, I'm going back and forth. I know that if I say Detroit, Tampa will win.
Okay.
So I want to say Detroit. because I want Tampa to win.
Okay.
That team that played Monday night was pretty impressive.
It was.
Everything, they were on point, and they dropped 6 or 8 passes. I mean, Mike Evans dropped a sure touchdown. Mm-hmm. What could that score have been without those drops?
Sure.
I think, you know, a lot of times you put so much thought, effort, sweat, practice into a game. And I think Detroit did that for last week's game. So did they
use up all their, their strategies or their determination?
Will Detroit's quarterback show up on time for practice? Because I had intel that told me the Eagles quarterback didn't. And that they were slowly, you know, things happening. And, you know, I think the Eagles also took Tampa Bay for granted. You know, they destroyed them, whatever it was, week 3, 4, 6, 9, whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
And it's ironic because Detroit did the same thing to the Bucs. Now, I don't think Detroit falls into that trap for numerous reasons. One, that head coach,
Dan Campbell,
is a lunatic.
He's crazy.
Yes.
And he demands excellence. Like, and he there's no substitution.
Going back, and I talked to Warren Sapp last night, and we had a couple conversations this morning as well, and we talked about Jameis Winston and the Saints and what happened. And I said, do you think it would go as smoothly as it appears it has? Okay? Pushover coach, obviously, with New Orleans. If Dan Campbell's the head coach, if John Gruden's the head coach, Bill Belichick's the head coach, if Jimmy Johnson's the head coach, if Vince Lombardi's the head coach, does that happen? Is Jameis Winston still on the team? Is the whole offensive line still on the team?
Right, exactly.
You know?
You get them all out.
Dan Campbell, I almost want to be a Lions fan just because of him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the guy you want to play for.
It's a great story. And I always feel guilty for, like, bumping Barry Sanders at the Super Bowl of that year. You know, we had a chance to put him on the show and interview him, but we bumped him for...
When you say we, you mean you.
But yeah, I bumped the greatest Lion of all time. For
whatever.
Stupid people.
Yeah.
But, you know, the but with the head coaching jobs, I mean, you're talking about, you saw this Nick Saban retired. Belichick.
You know why a lot of people think Nick Saban's retiring?
No.
Is the whole transfer portal, the change, you know, of college football.
Sure.
You know, doesn't have the control anymore, right. You know, a lot of that stuff. And, you know, I can flip-flop back on it, but I believe if a head coach can leave, why shouldn't a player leave?
Sure.
Player signs the contract, so does the head coach.
Yep.
Head coach can leave and go take more money, go elsewhere. You know, if the team's struggling, go elsewhere. Players can't.
Did Harbaugh take a $125 million contract? 10-year extension?
I don't know. Has he?
I think that's what I saw.
So he's playing. He used the interview with the Chargers to get more money at Michigan.
Maybe. I mean, well, it's leverage. Why wouldn't you do that?
Oh.
I mean, every time I talk to, like, you know, Sirius XM Radio or Stern, you know, like, and I'm like, hey, I'll leave. I'll take everything with me. You know.
Well, first of all, you have nothing to take.
I got this hat.
You got this bucket hat.
Got my coach's hat from when I was a trainer at $1. And I got this sweet Barry Bonds jersey that's 3 times too big for me. Back when, I mean, this might be a real Barry Bonds jersey. It's got his name on it. So it's probably a, you know, custom made. It says Pittsburgh Pirates. Must be where he's from. Oh, he died in 92. That's sad. 1986.
Are you done?
What? It says, apparently he died. 1986 to 1992. So, I don't have a long life.
Try to be a little intelligent. I'm going to guess, okay? If I was to guess, I'm going to say that's when he was with the Pirates.
Oh, dang, I thought it was the end of life. Man. So, but look, I mean, this shirt's so big. I mean, this must be a real Barry Bonds jersey because this is when, you know, steroids was, you know, what made baseball fun, you know?
What made it fun.
Oh, absolutely. You don't go to ballparks anymore. What do you go there for?
I don't.
Here's how boring it is. Your star players are now dating 14-year-old girls because they're bored because they're not taking juice anymore. Get them on the juice. Start, like, corking bats and, like, put Sammy Sosa back when he was black. Let's get them back with when McGuire had the forearms. They were doing the Bash Brothers, the Canseco's. I mean, that's when baseball was fun. Can we bring that back, Randy?
No.
They'll never bring it back again?
I don't think they're going to bring that back.
That's terrible.
Instead, they change rules.
Can we just start our own baseball league and like merge with some other league, like the Bad News Bears?
No, you're going to merge with the Savannah Bananas.
Hey, the Bananas are killing it. Hey, those guys are killing. Have you seen those banana game?
I haven't seen it, but I've seen a reel or two.
Can we go?
First you can't buy tickets.
Well, media. We're special.
They sell out. Shane Victorino's played in it.
Can I go and try out, open tryout, walk on to the banana slide? Can I, bring my board shorts?
And I think you could, just because of my friend DDP, who calls you Monkey.
He does call me Monkey Boy.
No, it's just Monkey. And you, Monkey, you're listening. DDP was the best. DDP is going up on my thing.
I just saw him.
Yeah, I know you did.
He was at the Olympia.
I know.
So
Paige is awesome.
Yeah.
But back, just to regress for a second, how do you pick Paige over any other wrestler? It's who you get attached to.
Well, that's because you know him after he was like the big star.
I loved him when he was wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing. I loved everything about him back then. But I liked the older days anyway.
You still got two spots on your Mount Rushmore.
I'm going to build a new mountain.
But you can't do that.
Why not?
It's four places.
Who died and made you King Rushmore?
It's my game. It's my game. I'm okay. Playing the game. I'm the moderator.
That's your game. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to build my own Mount Rushmore with 20 faces.
Well, if this was political, I would put Trump as all four, because that guy got fired from the greatest job on earth, took all the company documents with him, refused to give them back, and is applying for the same job and winning.
First of all, he didn't get fired.
I mean,
he didn't get fired.
Lost.
No, he didn't get fired.
Well, on The Apprentice, that was his tagline.
I understand that.
Fired.
But that's all fans would say, like Mike Evans. Mike Evans is a free agent, okay? If he leaves, he didn't get fired.
Right.
He's a free agent.
Right, his term was up.
His term was up, and he lost the election.
Yeah.
Some people say he didn't, but,
But he won the Iowa caucus. I mean, he's on a – he's
he wasn't even involved.
He hadn't even done in a debate.
Well, he can't because he's in court.
And now Nikki Haley's like, I'm not going to do another debate unless Trump shows up. Because, nobody watches it. Because nobody, watches the
debate. Do you get texts – and I know we only have a couple minutes till the top of the hour. Do you get text messages and you don't want to hit delete? Not delete, stop. Like it says, if you don't want to receive this, right? I get them from her and her campaign all the time.
Oh, that's awful.
And I so badly want to say, shut up.
Yeah, quit talking.
Stop bothering me.
You're third place. you're going to drop out soon. It just depends on who he wants as a running mate. He's going to have to pick somebody. So, do you think he takes Trump or DeSantis?
No.
Trump, DeSantis would be a super card.
No, never happened.
Maybe take me. I'm available. What does our vice president do now? What's she do? Nothing. When did the last time you see her on TV?
I would like him to take you, and then the two of you can share the cell together.
Because I do nothing.
Yes.
I do nothing really, really well.
You are the best.
I mean, I can go to the border and just watch people walk across it and pretend like I care.
No, hand them gift cards.
Give them a ride to the airport.
Here's your bus ticket. Here's your gift card.
But I could run for office. I should get into politics.
Yeah, sure. You should.
Pretty good at that. Yeah.
You just on this radio program, not an hour ago, threatened someone's life.
Yeah,
and now you're gonna.
That's what we need.
Maybe you are a good politician.
You need people like me. People are willing to get their hands dirty. That's why there's wars all over the world now, because we don't back anything up.
Russia,
Ukraine. You got the North Korea's getting ready to take over South. China and Taiwan.
Giving away a pair of tickets to the food fight. It'll be out at the Hard Rock Casino on the 30th of January. And all you have to do is via Twitter, via Facebook, DM me, hand deliver it to me, stop off at the pizza shop and hand it to Matt. Well, however you need to do, Tampa Bay versus Detroit. Who wins? What's the score? And somebody will be joining Steve and I out there on the 30th at the Tampa Bay food fight. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.